I grew up in Tampa and moved to Rwanda right after I graduated from university a couple years ago. And we're setting up the Akilah Institute for Women to provide education and training for women in Rwanda, many of whom are genocide survivors. And this will provide relevant training and job skills for them to get good jobs so that they can take care of their families in Rwanda.
So remind our listeners then about Rwanda and its history and why a center like this might be important.
Mm-hmm. There were about 1 million people who were killed in the span of only 100 days in 1994. And now that it's been 15 years, there's a whole generation of children who were orphaned by the genocide that are now teenagers. So now is really the most critical time for Rwanda's reconstruction and reconciliation to ensure that this generation has the tools and the resources that they need to continue on the path to peace and find good jobs and rebuild their society, because fortunately Rwanda is surrounded by a lot of conflict and war in the Congo and northern Uganda. So Rwanda has really become a beacon of hope in Rwanda, and especially for women across the continent.
And what kind of training can you offer at your school?
So we'll provide a 2-year diploma program for women who finished from high school but aren't able to attend university, which is very expensive. So it'll be a vocational training institute. And we work with local businesses in the community to design our curriculum in a way that responds to the needs of the business sector to ensure that they finish and they graduate with market-relevant skills to work in the fastest-growing areas of the Rwandan economy, which right now is the hospitality and tourism sector.
And if people want to find out more, where can they go?
They can visit our website. It's akilahinstitute.org, and Akilah is A-K-I-L-A-H, institute.org.